Hello, everybody. My name is Chris Higginbotham, and welcome to Prattle On, Episode 2. This is where my son and I sit down and just chat about our day, chat about whatever's on our mind, entertainment-wise, what we're having fun with, games, video games, board games, TV, movies, whatever. And a little of this and a little of that. So we'll see you on the other side. Have fun.
So recording?
I think we are.
Okay, that's great.
I've never used this before.
You're viable. I can hear your voice, you can hear my voice, right?
I can hear your voice, yeah.
It says on my phone recording, so I got a good guess that it's recording.
Okay, well, I'll try it again, and then we can figure this out.
Oh, we're going to try this again.
Well, yeah, I don't want 30 seconds of us just talking, rambling on about how to use this app.
Isn't that what, like, half basically is?
Maybe. Us rambling on about nothing?
Yeah, kind of.
Awesome.
This would be just the way for it to start.
I guess. That works, I suppose.
You hear me playing Fallout in the background?
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
What are you playing?
Fallout, I just told you.
No, I meant, like, where are you playing? What character? Because I know how you are. You restart the thing every time. Fallout 4 or Fallout 3?
Called Patriot. From the Patriot. He wears, like, power armor and stuff, and he's got, like, a laser gun.
Is that one of those builds?
Yes, it's one of the builds.
Is this Fallout 4 or 3?
New Vegas. I don't even have 4 for the Xbox 360. Ooh, wow, I killed that guy one hit. That was awesome. Oh, there's his buddy throwing dynamite. Ah!
Snow days are pretty great, huh?
Yeah, Dad, they are real great. Unless you planned on doing something important on that day. So we're going into this conversation now, huh?
Well, I didn't mean to bring that up, but I mean...
You just wanted to bring that up. You knew, you're like, oh man, I'll get so many views with this.
No, I didn't. That's sorry, exploitation of minors. I don't roll like that.
Oh,
so are you gonna talk to this girl today, or are you gonna ask her?
I was gonna ask her something. I don't really know. Just had a plan.
Just had a plan, huh?
I looted this guy, and I thought his body disappeared. I was like, whoa, turned invisible after I looted him.
Well, that's nice.
Well, those are goggles.
Well, what's her name? You haven't even told me her name.
I thought I did.
No, you didn't.
And we're not saying it on this podcast.
Oh.
Because I plan on showing this to my friends.
Oh,
so,
my bad. I guess we shouldn't. All right, cool. That's fine. So anyway,
yeah, Dad.
So girls, and it's snow day, and you don't get to talk to her today.
This.
That's great.
Daniel, I didn't know you had like a little satchel with the NCR symbol on it. That's cool.
That's great. So
I started going off topic.
That's fine. Fallout New Vegas. Why do you play the game so much?
It's the Fallout New Vegas game that you showed me, and I got bored. And to be honest, man. Most of the time I play, and I just get, because, like, it's really hot in my room, so, like, I get, like, off focus of things. So by the time I'm about to walk out of Doc Mitchell's office, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go back to Skyrim.
Are you actually going back to Skyrim, like, right now?
No, I'm playing Fallout still.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot more fun when someone's talking to you.
It is.
Because normally,
what I've heard, yeah.
It's just you walking in the random of a freaking irradiated desert. Being clearly bored, and maybe you can play some interesting songs on the radio. But then you realize, wait, this is songs my dad listened to when he was like 20.
How old is this game? I mean, I don't remember what songs are on there.
Dude, I don't even know.
New Vegas is set in like the 50s or something? I'm not that old.
New Vegas is not set in the 50s. It's set in like
Well, I know, but like the time frame when the bombs were dropped was like in the 50s or...
Oh, no. The bombs were dropped in 2010.
Really?
Wait, no. It's 2021.
I don't know. I never played New Vegas enough to even remember.
Something. It's got to be
New Vegas bored me, like, a lot.
I mean,
I finished Fallout 3.
Sometimes it's a bit slow.
I finished Fallout 4. But New Vegas was like, no, I can't do this.
It's slow paced sometimes.
Yeah.
And then sometimes...
I don't know why, because I've heard that it's supposed to be the better one, but story-wise. But not for me, apparently.
I mean, yeah, if you like walking across an entire desert looking for some guy who shot you in the head, to then have him betray you.
Don't tell me the whole story. Man, I may one day when I'm, you know, 90, I may go back and play it. I'm sure it won't be outdated at all.
I mean, I played it. It's kind of fun. Yeah. I really want to play the DLC, though.
I have the DLC.
Yeah, I know. But, see, the problem with DLC in Fallout games is that, oh no, you gotta be level 30 if you don't want to get freaking murdered by everything.
Okay.
It's like, oh yay, the most, like, anticipated stuff? Well, it looks like I'll have to play the game for a couple hours first. Actually, even more than that.
Sounds like fun.
I'm just gonna keep ranting on about Fallout now, aren't
I? That's what you do. I'm just letting you ramble on.
Oh, crap, there's a guy here. You're out of nowhere.
I've been playing Stardew Valley still.
Are you still playing
it's that very game? Chill.
When did you say the multiplayer was supposed to come out
again? I thought it was supposed to come out soon, like this week or something, but maybe not.
Yeah, you said it was this week.
That's what I read somewhere. It hasn't come out yet, though. I'm not sure how it'll work, but I hope we can play together.
Yes, you said it was cross-platform, if I remember.
That was my understanding, but, you know, don't quote me on that.
You heard it now, people. Quoted by Chris Higginbotham. Stardew Valley, cross-platform.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Yep. So, when do you want me to help meet you with the angry mom that's going to be in front of your house later?
I don't. I hope not, because it's real snowy out there. It's like a lot of snow. I let Poe out to go potty, and he was like, oh, no, thank you. I will come back in. I will hold it.
It's like, just let me pee on the porch, please. I've just been running in circles, I just realized. I haven't done anything story-wise right now.
Well, that's great. That's usually what you do anyway.
No, it's
Did you
not.
Get my invite for Fortnite that I just sent you?
Oh, yeah. I was like, no, I'm not getting it on the... Hey, drugs. This is interesting.
What?
I'm sorry. I was walking on top of a building and I found some drugs on the roof. I was like, oh.
We're talking about the drugs. Game, right?
Fallout?
Yeah.
Of course.
Not...
I wouldn't lie to
I wouldn't,
you.
I wouldn't lie to you, Father. Fortnite's not a drug. It's just a game.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's a game. I know. Oh, crap. I fell. And I'm stuck between two dumpsters. Oh, okay. Here we go.
You're easily distracted, I see. That's nice.
Yeah.
What a shocker.
Why do you think I'm so bad at Fortnite? I'll be like, all right, so here's the plan. Ooh, look, a sniper rifle. I'm going to go waste five. Oh, crap.
So I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm on the ground.
You know what? It's like really scary when I play Fortnite with my friend Tyler.
Is it?
We'll just be sitting around talking or walking. We're just like talking about stuff. And then all of a sudden, we get shot out of nowhere. It's completely scary. It's like when you watch The Walking Dead and two people are just having a conversation and one of them gets shot. And you freak out and you're like, ah, how'd that happen? That's basically what is going through my mind whenever I get shot at.
So you're always paying attention. You always know what's happening at all moments while you're out there on the field, right?
I'm totally paying attention to the guy who's currently shooting at me right now.
Well.
Freaking convict. Not my fault you murdered your family.
Who are you talking to? Who's a convict in New Vegas?
Just some guy shooting at me named Convict. I just wrote his own story for him.
Oh, you're just making up his backstory as you go. That's great.
I don't care. I'm about to kill the guy. Does it really matter?
I don't know.
Yeah, that broke a leg. Ow.
Have you heard of No Way Out, Aiden?
What?
No Way Out. Have you heard of the game No Way Out?
No. You're the one that normally hears about new games, not me.
Well, you sometimes hear about them.
I mean, yeah, but normally you've heard about them already, so there's no point in telling you.
Thanks. Well, it looks good. It's a,
you made me jump
it's
off
a
of
co-op. It's a co-op game.
Co-op game called No Way Out.
Yeah, you play like these two characters and you have to play it as co-op, like with somebody else. I'm trying to look it up right now.
Hold on, wait. Actually, I think I might have heard it. Actually. Hold on. Is it a game with like a librarian and an explorer?
What? No, I don't know.
No, okay.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I remember watching some YouTuber play that game.
Librarian and a explorer?
Yeah. And, like, the librarian's in a room. They got, like, two radios. I think it's a short game, actually, now that I think about it. All right,
dude, now I need to know what this game is that you're talking about.
I forgot what it's called. I know it has a W in it, though.
And now I need to find out if the game I'm even talking about is, like, the right game. Because I can't find it either. I might be just making up stuff. Oh, no. Oh, it's Great. A Way Out. Not No Way Out. A Way Out.
Wow. Even you got the game wrong.
Yes, apparently.
All right. So I'm going to finally go to this Vicky Vance casino and actually talk to the guy I came here to talk to.
Okay, well, A Way Out looks cool. I just don't know if you can play it, like, on the, like, couch co-op where you have to be, like, on two different systems.
Lately, it's always two different systems.
I hope not, because that would suck. I'm not buying two copies of this game.
Mm-hmm.
To play with you.
Yeah, Bella subscribed to your podcast.
Who did?
Bella.
Oh, Jesus. How'd she do that?
I told her about it.
Great.
And she went onto podcast and subscribed.
Well, that's nice. Well, at least we have one listener, my daughter.
I mean, I also subscribe to it.
Thanks. Great. Super helpful. I appreciate it, guys. Well, anyway, Way Out is cool. We should check it out.
Got it. Noted.
What is that? Is that New Vegas? Who's talking?
Yeah, it's someone named Johnson Nash. He works for, like, the Mojave Express.
Mm. I met him. I know him. I know him.
Yeah, do you know everything that happens about him?
Not
in the
a
story?
Single no. I have no idea.
Absolutely nothing, because there's only one part of him that's actually important.
Wow.
In the story.
Well, that must have been the part that I remember barely, and then that was the end.
Yeah.
Of...
Remember how you're a courier in this game? Courier.
Yes.
Sorry. Yes. Yes. That guy. This guy worked is the like Mojave Express dude.
Oh yeah. I vaguely remember that. Yeah, that was a real special moment.
All right. So we. We're about to pass the mark from when we from our first episode of our podcast.
What do you mean, the mark of what?
Our first podcast is like 11 minutes long.
Well, is there anything else you want to talk about?
Of course, dude. We can talk for hours.
Well, we're not doing that. We're not. Because I have work
Maybe
to
now.
Do.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Forgot like your life.
Yeah, yes. What else? Any games you're excited for coming out? Any TV shows you've been watching?
Let's see. Actually, what game? I know there was some game I was excited for.
Yeah, that would be helpful if you knew what it was, because you're so excited for it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember now. Skyrim VR.
It comes
out April 3rd.
Oh right, on the Oculus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does look cool. I'm interested. As soon as it's, you know, not $60 friggin' dollars.
I know, sadly. I don't know what it is about VR games. Like, the one thing I always want to do in them that, like, I'm very excited about most of them is, like, does it allow me to eat the food as if the person was actually eating it, not just putting it in your mouth and it's gone?
It just disappears.
No, makes it at least appear that you're eating the food.
How would that work? Like, how would that work? Explain that to me, because I don't understand.
It's pretty simple. You shove it towards your face, and then all of a sudden, there's a bite mark in the food. It's that simple.
Oh, okay. So you don't want to actually move your mouth and it know that you're moving your mouth, because that's not going to happen.
No, that's just insane.
Okay. No, so you want something like in, what's that game? The Job Simulator, where it puts the food in it.
See, if I remember correctly, they're making a sequel to that this year.
Well, they're making Vacation Simulator or something?
It's basically the same thing, a sequel. It's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
You know, a vacation from your job that you do all the time.
Yeah, I get it. That looks cool. So you want to be able to eat the food in Skyrim. Mm-hmm. Do you want, like, a food, what's it called? The little bar that says that you're fed and then you don't have to eat again until it goes down?
What? No. No, it's just simple. I want to be able to shove food in my face and make it look like I'm eating it. That's simple. Why is this hard for you to grasp?
I'm just wondering why the infatuation with wanting to eat pretend food.
Because it feels immersive, okay? That's the point I go on to VR, is to feel like I'm a person in that world and away from taxes in the real world.
Tax. You don't even pay taxes.
I know.
If anyone needs that, it's me, but whatever. So, food simulator is what you want.
Well,
no. In every game.
Just something. I mean, in every game that allows you, that has food as a thing you can eat, yes, I would like to do that.
Okay. Interesting. I'm not sure if I think that's weird or interesting, or like true, or like a good idea.
It's interesting. You know it's interesting. Don't even try to pretend it's not interesting. You know you'd like to try that sometime.
Sure, yeah. I would love to put pretend food in my face and feel like I'm eating it. That'd be great, yeah.
I mean, everyone likes to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone likes to eat pretend food. I mean, they do have all that cheese and those buns and whatever those little cinema bun things are in Skyrim.
Sweet rolls, yeah, really? Is whatever. It hard?
Yeah, it's that hard. I remember I'm called sweet rolls. Like cinnamon buns to me. Well, that's cool. Well, I'll let you get back to your Fallout New Vegas, and I'll get back to doing my work. This was great talking to you.
I guess it's the end of our podcast already.
Yeah, you know, it's a short little you know, check in and talk about whatever. So we'll check in again tomorrow and see how the day is treating us. All right, we'll talk to you later.
I guess I'll post this to Instagram later.
Yeah, say bye to the peoples.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us for about 10 minutes of your day. Anyway, feel free to send questions or comments or any topics of discussion for us to kind of ramble on about. We'd appreciate it. You can also follow me on Twitter at Chris Higg. That's at CRISHIGG. Cool. Catch you next time. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.